Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show. Again, this is Christiana. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes, like someone's talking to me. Other times, it is an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. And I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I've been doing readings for people on and off for the past 8 years. I'm also an empath and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I am able to pick up your... Let me read that again. I'm an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. And I look forward to providing readings for all of you today. It looks like I have a lot of callers today. A little bit about my business. Please click on the business page link that is in the description box here on Blog Talk under the slideshow. I can give you a much longer reading for a reasonable price. I can give you a much longer reading than I can for you on the show. These are just mini readings. I have a sliding scale fee. I ask that you pay per minute, but if you need to negotiate a price with me, I'll adjust the price. I'm very flexible. So feel free to contact me on my page at any time. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings, as I've stated. Please limit your questions to only one per person. Thank you. And no health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Again, please no time frame questions. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Okay, everyone, so I am going to jump in and start with... Oh, and by the way, chat is open if you want to hop into chat and you don't feel like calling in, I can take your chat request as well. So the first caller is the 347 area code.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name and what is your question for me today?
So my name is Maribel, and my question has to do with this connection I have with this guy, Leo, and I guess just like whether I should stay or whether I should go, because there's been just a lot of confusion.
Okay, one second. Just going to use my cards today. One second. Okay, so what I get is that in the cards, what the cards are telling me is that when you do connect with him, that you two have heart-to-heart conversations. So I got that card. And it says just basically that you guys honestly discuss your feelings with each other when you do happen to connect. Then I got the Express Your Love card, so I just feel like you're trying to express your love, but he's not as receptive to it as he could be, because I got the True Love card, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that it's probably... It's looking like a relationship that's likely to not progress just because of the confusion and lack of clarity. So that could definitely end the relationship. But it just depends on, you know, how much work you want to put into it. And, two, I get that it looks like you'd be playing the game where you're chasing after him a lot. I don't see him being as invested as you are in the relationship. And I get that something, you know, energetically, his heart isn't as open as yours. So when two people are, like, not on the same frequency, that can definitely cause issues in a relationship. But that's basically what I got for you today. Sorry it wasn't the most uplifting message, but I hope it helped validate some of your feelings and to validate at least.
Yeah, I did feel like that. It was very, very good.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for calling. I can put you on hold to listen now.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay, next caller is 440 area code.
Hello, my name is Kelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? What's your question for me?
Yeah, I was wondering if you see anything between me and one of my coworkers. We met a few times, but then COVID forced us to be working remotely. We've told each other that we love each other's vibes before. And I did see pictures last week of, you know, him with another female coworker just hanging out for football. So I didn't want to start thinking negatively. But I felt like, I feel like our vibes are so, so strong, like electric magnets, that it's like too hard to ignore. So I just want to know if you see anything there between me and him.
Okay. One second. Okay, so definitely the sexual chemistry is there. I got the passion card, so that's just telling me that the passion is there, the chemistry is there. It looks like you two will be getting together again soon. I got the very soon card. Then it says clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now. So in your mind, excuse me, try to get as clear as you can as to what you want so you can send that out into the universe and manifest what you want in this budding relationship. And then I got the children card. So he could have children. I don't know if I want to say cause issues, but it can cause problems when you're trying to date and you have children to take care of as well. I got the children card.
Yeah, he or I actually don't have children.
Okay. So, I'm not sure on that one, actually, on the children card. It could definitely mean that there might be a child in the future. I'm not sure. Sorry.
That's okay.
And then, yeah, it looks like you two are going to get back together again and go on some dates. It looks like the chemistry is definitely there. So it's there for sure. And I think he sees it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, then it's just telling I got the make the effort card. It's just telling you to make the effort and take the steps that you're guided to take to be with him. And then try to stay optimistic about your love life. Positive thinking and faith will bring you romance. So that is what I got for you today. Hopefully that provided some kind of insight. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Next caller is the 610 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, my name is Tonetta. This is the first time I found your show.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question about another female. Her name is Desiree.
Okay.
I texted her and I kind of was kind of forward and blunt to her and basically said, you know, I think it's time that we take our relationship to the next step and, you know, we become more romantic and stuff like that, down that path. And I really haven't heard back from her. I'm trying to bring more deeper intimacy in between us two, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if she's going to, you know, agree to this or if she just kind of wants to have a relationship where, you know, we're going on dates and, you know, gifts and stuff like that, but not the intimacy. So I'm a little confused of what the future holds here for us, if we're going to be, you know, a full-fledged couple and, you know, from A to Z.
Okay. I'll shuffle the cards real quick. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to shuffle it a few times. Okay, so here's what I got in the cards. I got the getting to know each other card, but it is in reverse. And that's just telling me that things are at a standstill between you two. I got the vibe of her kind of throwing her hands up and, like, going, whoa, you know, like, slow down. Or that it seems she's not ready for that step yet. And she's, you know, processing what, you know, what you told her and what you desire. She's processing that and trying to figure out what she wants.
Okay.
But it looks like things are at a standstill right now. Like she is hesitant to move forward.
As an intimate
relationship.
So right.
Yeah, which is why she hasn't really reached out lately. And then, too, I get that finances and career look like financial issues are a factor in her love life.
Okay.
So she could definitely have some debt and...
Oh, yeah, she has some financial problems, yes.
Okay, so that's definitely causing some issues in her life and in her love life. And then I get that regardless of the issues or her kind of being afraid to take the next step. I got the true love card. So I got the true love card. So it's just telling me that there's real romance and deep bond there between you two.
Right. Right. And yeah, I knew. I know her. I know her all my life since kindergarten. So, and you know, this relationship situation has been going on for 5.5 years. So this is a long time, you know, coming here with all this. And I don't know what this girl wants anymore.
Yeah. I also got the release your ex card, and it looks like there was a relationship somewhere in there, on her end, that she hasn't fully released.
Yes, she's living. She's actually living with the guy, and it's a sticky situation because he's terminally ill now, and I'm stuck in the middle of all this, and it gets me really upset because I told her not to move in with him a couple years ago, and then he got terminally ill. So now I don't want to, like, force her to make a decision because dying and he's in and out of hospital. So I don't even have a voice in this, which is kind of unfair, but fair. But it's I don't know why the universe even put me in this mix, because it's very painful, and you know, he's sick and he's dying, and she wants to be there and help him, and I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, well, it doesn't see, I can't say, you know, when the guy is going to pass away, but I just try to be patient for a while, if you could. It depends
right.
on how patient you want to be. You know, if it's something that you just cannot do, then let her know. But as of right now, I don't think she's going to be, like, jumping on board with it, just because of her situation. So, maybe if you could just hold on for a while.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know, you know, where the relationship is going with me and her. You know what I mean? I just don't.
Yeah. Well, all I'm seeing is that it's at a standstill and that it's probably not going to go anywhere for a while. Until he, I mean, I hate to be blunt, but until he's out of the picture, you know?
Right.
So.
But I don't even know then if she decides to be with me or not. I have no idea what she wants.
It looks a lot more likely that she would decide that she wants that. Once he's out of the picture.
Because, I mean, I don't know if she's going to want another man or if she's going to want to be with me or what.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing that it looks like there is a lot of potential for you two to be together once he is out of the picture. But I know the hard part is not knowing for sure, but just try to have some faith and try to be patient, and I think things will work out in your interest, in your favor. All right, well,
I
have to move on to the next caller.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that reading.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller is the 111 area code. Hi, 111. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Who's calling and what is your question for me?
My name is Lisa. You know, I had a question in mind, but now I'm totally forgetting what I was going to ask.
Okay, well, just take something a second and... Go ahead.
Yes. Something, well, something I was going to ask. Now I am forgetting. Okay, so I guess I'll ask this question. Do you see me getting a car, bringer by summer?
Okay. Okay, so I saw a leaf falling, so that seemed like around fall.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is that too far out for you?
No, that's fine. Okay, so fall sounds good.
Yeah, so I got leaves falling. Looks like maybe a red car.
Maybe a red car. Okay.
Okay. Was that it?
I think that was it. I guess, do you see my finances starting to improve soon?
Okay, one second. Got to grab my card. Okay, I just have to shuffle them. Sorry. All right, just drawing the cards. All right, so the first card I got was the Prince of Autumn. And... originally, the card is about being cautious, like wise, taking wise action, but it's in reverse, so I'm feeling like maybe it's time to just kind of let loose a little bit. Don't worry about being so cautious or like maybe splurge a little bit on something for yourself. Then I got the Magician card, and I believe this means, because it's in reverse, so I think this means you're kind of feeling like glass half empty, like you're lacking somehow, when that's just, it's a matter of perception. And then I got the Prince of Water. So if you want your finances, because that was your question about finances, right? Improving?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically the card is telling me in reverse that if you want your finances to improve, let's see.
That's all on me, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's basically, that is what it's saying. It's on you. It's on what you decide to do, what your next step is. And you should take action and do what you have to do to make more money, you know, within
reason.
Exactly. Reasons.
Okay. Okay.
I know that isn't as direct as probably you'd want, but that's what I'm getting in the cards. All right. Well, I got to move on to the next caller, but thank you for calling.
Thank you. It was a great meeting. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, everyone, we have 19 minutes left. I think I can maybe get to two more readings. 401 area code.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie. I'm a first-time listener. I'm glad I found your show this evening. I don't have a specific question. I just felt drawn here, so I'm sure maybe many people say that. But truly, I've gone through a transformation of my own in recent years, and it's culminating in the next few weeks. So I'm open to anything that you may have for me. If you do general reading, I can be more specific.
Okay, I can do a general reading. Do you want to know what's going to come in the next few weeks, that sort of thing?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just major transitions are happening. Actually, as I'm speaking, there's someone beeping in on the phone, which is who I'm disconnecting from. So I feel like that should speak volumes because I'm cutting some energetic cords. I'm also moving house after a long relationship that has not worked out.
Okay.
And I know this is the best course of action for me. But recently someone has come back into my life. While I'm not looking for a relationship necessarily, I'm just sort of at a loss for the meaning of the reunion, if you know what I mean. And it's a very positive one. It's just been years. I'm very guarded. So if you have any insight on that, I'm open to that.
Okay, on the reconciliation?
I don't have any bad issues with the person from my past. It's just the fact that it's happened recently. As this is happening, you know, it's not my priority, but at the same time, appreciate the person coming back into my life. Want to keep focused for myself.
Okay, so I'll just look on what's going on there, see what I can get.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. So I'm getting that this is a soulmate connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like just another relationship. It's a deeper soulmate tie to this person, which is why that connection never really went away, even when you weren't talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to stay optimistic about your love life, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that maybe you have some negative, or that you have some negative energy surrounding romantic relationships right now.
Right.
And that I also pulled a trust card, so that you need to work on building your trust with others again, especially in romantic relationships, and that there's a lack of playfulness and lightheartedness in your life right now, and that's something that you could work on raising your vibration there too.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as this person coming back into your life, I feel like this person is there to show you that there are other options out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like it's actually going to be an actual romance. It just feels like he's there to kind of be like, there are other options for you, and things can and will get better for you, sort of thing.
Right.
And
that makes
I feel like he's going to be probably wanting a little bit more out of the relationship, but you're not there in that
right.
position. So it's probably best to just, you know, thank him for his time and move forward in your life.
I have, yeah. I actually already did, and I was feeling guilty about that, so thank you. But it's still there. I just, you know, this happened 10 years ago, literally in a different relationship, and it's just the timing is weird. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what I got generally.
Well, thank you so much. You really helped. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I also donated to your page, so I will be in touch for a further reading. I donated to your page, so I will be in touch for a further reading if I need one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller. Got about 13 minutes left, so 347.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, who's calling and what is your question?
This is Tanika. I spoke to you last night. It was great. I had called you about work. So I wanted to talk to you since I have work tomorrow. It's on my mind. I wanted to talk to you about it and see if you saw anything else within. And also, if you don't, I wanted to ask you about a relationship, like love for me.
Okay, you're going to have to pick one question, so.
Okay.
Decide what question.
I guess, do you feel strong about anyone? Is anything coming to you about anyone?
Romantically?
Any subject, like with the work or with love for me? I guess with relationship.
I'm leaning towards the relationship, so what is your question with the relationship?
Well, I was involved with someone. He was a former coworker at another job. His name is Frank. I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know if that's just totally dead and you see maybe someone new coming or what you see with him. But I'm open to hearing what you see with love for me.
Okay. One second.
Okay.
Okay, I need to shuffle the cards one more time. I'm getting the same card. Sorry. One second. Okay, so the guy that you mentioned that's over with. So I wouldn't waste any more energy with that. When you do start dating again, beware of people that are, like, if your gut tells you that something's off, then you're right. Trust your intuition and pay attention to the red flags. So when the signs are cautioning you with certain people, it's important to really trust your intuition with people and let those people go that you just feel at your gut that you can't trust. It does look like someone new will be coming into your life soon. I don't really do time frames, but I'd say soon, like probably this year, later this year. And it looks like a true love connection. So this is the romance of a lifetime. But at the same time, I get that you have some past relationships, your exes that you haven't fully released. And it's because I got the release your ex card. It's in reverse. No, wait. I read that wrong. So release your X card. It's in reverse. So that's just telling me that actually the opposite, that you have done a lot of work where you've released people from your past. So, like, you're ready to move forward into a new relationship. And then I got the religious factors. So you may run into some issues, too, where you both have different religious and or spiritual beliefs. But it's something you can both work through. And then I got the very soon card, so that's just telling me that it's going to be very soon that you meet this new person that you'll have the true love connection with.
Mm.
And I'm seeing, like, really jet black hair. So very, like, black, almost purple looking because it's so dark, his hair. So that's what I got. I have to move on to the next caller, but thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, 7 minutes left to the show, so just one more caller. 856.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Who's calling and what is your question for me?
It's Rosemaria. I guess I closed many doors in the last couple of weeks, did a lot of changing, and still finishing up the changes in my life. I was wondering if, like, a long-term coming in, or this end of this month, or beginning of next month, I have some, like, messages coming in, so I'm not sure. Mixed emotions about it, if that makes sense.
Well, are you talking about romance?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll see what's coming up for you within the next few months. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, so do you not have children?
Not yet. There's a few around me, but they're not actually mine. They're related to me.
Okay.
One.
So I got the children. Yeah, I got the children card in reverse, so that's just telling me that you don't have children. And then I got the finances and career card. It's in reverse, so that's good. That's a good sign because that's just saying that financially right now you're okay. And then I got the getting to know each other card. So it does look like someone will come into your life within the next few months. That you'll be able to reveal your innermost self with, and your bond will deepen as you get to know each other better. But at the same time, or on the other hand, this person could be wearing a false self mask in a relationship. So if it doesn't feel right to you, get out while you can, you know, because there are a lot of deceptive people out there. And I'm not just trying to be negative here, but I know I said something similar to someone earlier today on the show, but you do got to be watch out for people that are deceptive. So if your gut tells you something's wrong, then go with it and know that there is plenty of fish in the sea. But it does look like someone will come into your life. It just looks like something that's a little bit more short-term. Um, Let's see. I'm going to pull a few more cards. Okay. And then I'm getting that there's going to be more than one person that you'll meet. I don't have a specific time frame, but I would say this year, because I got the romantic feelings card. That your feelings are real and worth exploring or will be. I got the very soon card. It was telling you clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now, so that it manifests. And then you're probably in one of these relationships and be second guessing the relationship. But if you feel the deep connection there with this person, give your relationship a chance and work on your partnership. So I see at least two different guys that you'll be meeting this year.
Cool.
I wish you well. I know you've been waiting on this for a while, so I wish you well in finding that person.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, everyone, there is about 2 minutes left to the show. I'm just, 2 minutes really isn't enough time for another reading. So I'm just going to end the show now, but I thank you all for coming. I will be on again soon. Please stay tuned to Blog Talk to see when my show will be scheduled again, because it will be soon. All right. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Many blessings from me to you.